Sagt der heilige Mishnah, Mesechta Shvuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Shvua, if a person swears, this person says, I swear, Shalei Eichel Kikar Zu, I will not eat this loaf of bread. And then he says it again. As a matter of fact, he says it several times. He repeats, Shvua Shalei Eichlena, I swear I won't eat it. Shvua Shalei Eichlena, I swear I won't eat it. And guess what? The Achala, and then he ate it. How many times is he chayiv? Zok the Mishnah, Ein chayiv ela achas. He is only chayiv to bring one karban chatas, because only the first shvua was chal, took effect. If you swear you're not going to eat something, and then you swear again you're not going to eat something, the second shvua is not chal. It just repeats the first shvua. And ein shvua chal al shvua. Now, why does the Mishnah say it three times? Okay, once you know a shvua is not chal and a shvua, so l'chayiv doesn't make a difference how many times he says it. No, we're going to count how many times he says it. And even though all shvuas besides the first don't take effect, we're not going to forget that he made more than one shvua, because they could become nogeya. They could fall into place at a later time. You see, someone could go to a chacham and say, I made a shvua, but I never meant to make the shvua. Had I known this and this, I would have never made the shvua. And the chacham, if he taka, says it's true, if you would have known that, you would have never made the Shvua. That's called a Pesach. He can uproot the Shvua. So let's say he goes to a Chacham, and the Chacham is matir the very first Shvua. So the first Shvua goes off, but now the second Shvua is Chal. And if he explains why he would have never made the second Shvua, and the Chacham is matir that Shvua, the third Shvua is Chal. Being that the Chacham is what's called, as the Batanur explains, he's oiker the Nedilim Afrei. It's as if he never made the Shvua. Okay, so it's as if you never made the first Shvua. Well, now the second Shvua is Chal if you never made the first Shvua. And if the Chacham is oiker the second Shvua, it's as if he never made any of the two Shvuas, and now the third Shvua is Chal. That's the reason the Mishnah repeats this three times. But as long as the Chacham is not oiker, is not matir any of the Shvuas, so the first one's Chal, and that's it. Now, if a person swears not to eat a loaf of bread, and he turns around and he eats it, Zak the Mishnah, Zuhi Shvuas Bitui. This is the din of a Shvua. One of the categories of Shvua called Shvuas Bitui. We're referring to the case of where he swears not to eat the bread. Lamaisi eats it. Shechayovin al Zedoina Makis. If he ate it b'meiz, he would be Chayiv Makis. Val Shegigasa, if he ate it b'shoigeg, he would be Chayiv a carbon oilov yoireid. Now, an oilav yoreid, as we explained earlier, is a chatas, but it's a chatas that goes on a sliding ladder. No, we don't put the chatas on a ladder. What it means is, if he can afford it, he brings a behemoth carbon. If he can't afford it, he brings a bird carbon, and so on. But it's all a chatas. Shvua shav, that's another category of shvua. Literally, like a meaningless shvua. We'll soon see what that means. For a shvua shav, Zakta Mishnah, Chayoven al Zidoina Makis, if he's over b'mezid, he's Chayav Makis. Well, Shagigasem, for a Shagig, by mistake, he's Potter. And what exactly a Shua Shav is, we're going to see in the next Mishnah. Okay. But in our Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if a person repeats three times that he won't eat this loaf of bread, he said, Shua Shalai Achel Kikarzu, Shua Shalai Achlena, Shua Shalai Achlena is only Chayav once, because the only Shua that's Chal is the first one, the other two are not Chal. The reason the Mishnah repeats it is in case he's matir the first Shua, then the second ones come into effect. So we are going to count how many times he says it. It could be Nogeya. But if he's not matir any of the Shuas, only the first one is Chal. This is an example of a Shvias Bitui, where B'mezin is Chayav Malkis. B'shoigeg is Chayav a carbon oilov yoireid, which is a Chatas, but it's on a sliding scale depending on what he can afford. And although in the next Mishnah we're going to discuss exactly what a Shvua Shav is, but in our Mishnah, the Mishnah already told us that for a Shvua Shav, b'meizid it's Makis, and b'shaigeg, he's Potter.